From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Long before there were concerns about drug use by Olympic athletes and baseball players, racehorses were being tested for banned substances. Now, Kentucky, the nation's top thoroughbred state, is considering new medication limits. Supporters say such steps are necessary to preserve the sport's integrity. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Before the races start at Turfway Park in northern Kentucky, John Piewitz is one of the busiest people in the barns. An equine veterinarian, Piewitz spends hours moving through the cold, dusty stables behind the track, tending to more than a dozen animals.
Looking for Chris's horse. Ready, Big Daddy?
As he practices his form of sports medicine, one of the tools Piewitz relies on most is a long, intimidating-looking syringe. He uses one on each of the animals he visits to deliver a formula of pre-race medication.
Just injecting a jugular vein with it and draw back in the syringe and go ahead and push the plunger.
Racehorses are used to injections like this. Few thoroughbreds in the U.S. race without medication, and Kentucky's drug regulations are among the most permissive in the nation. While other states allow one or two medications on race day, Kentucky doctors like Piewitz can give as many as five, including prescription-strength drugs to fight inflammation.
Athletes do get muscle pain, and so by the administration of, say, 10 cc's of Banamine on race day, you don't see them walking around here like a lot of us when we get out of bed in the morning going, ow, that hurts. They bounce out of the stalls. It's like you taking an ibuprofen or an aspirin.
As in other sports, the practice of medicating equine athletes is coming under new scrutiny. Critics question whether the drugs really are as harmless as aspirin, and some claim Kentucky's lenient medication rules make races here unfair. A state commission now is studying the issue, amid concern that the reputation of Kentucky's famous racing industry is on the line. Connie Whitfield is the commission chair.
All too often, thoroughbred owners and trainers tell me that they will not race their horses in Kentucky because they believe that in Kentucky racing, there are only cheaters and losers. Now, I'm not saying that that is true, but, you know, this is really bad. This is what they think about us.
Whitfield's commission is considering a ban on race day drugs, except one for internal bleeding. Similar policies are being looked at in other states, part of a national effort by equine groups to strengthen and standardize medication rules. Humane Society President Wayne Pacelli says states now have a hodgepodge of regulations that lead to over-medicated horses.
You know, we've seen in the last few months in the human sports field, baseball players in particular, taking substances. The same issues have been present in horse racing for a long time, and it's past time that we addressed it and took it on in a very direct way.
Pacelli says medication encourages people to race injured horses, to mask an animal's pain with drugs so it can run when it should be recuperating in the stable. He says that can worsen injuries and lead to breakdowns, violent racetrack spills that can harm both the horse and jockey.
We have a spill on the turn. The rider is down on the track, a spill on the backstretch.
Breakdowns like this recent one at Turfway have long been a part of racing, and not all veterinarians agree drugs play a role. But horsemen here concede that medication can be used to push animals too hard. Trainer Scott Soule says he's seen some of his competitors rush horses onto the track.
Some guys cover up the training with medication, where they don't take the time it takes sometimes to get one sound. It's like they want them to be numb, and they want them to not feel the pain, and when you don't feel it, then, you know, problems can occur, you know. Patience in this game is hard to come by anymore.
Other people in the racing business, though, insist they can't afford to be patient, that economics force owners to run their horses as often as they can. Veteran trainer Jim Bemis says most horses have to race about once a month to earn a profit, and drugs are the only way to do it.
Without medication, you just can't run these horses more than five or six times a year, which is not financially feasible. So a lot of guys that have 20 horses in training, those guys would have to go out of the business.
Bemis resents suggestions that medication is inhumane. He says it's cruel to withhold drugs from an animal that's hurting. Still, many Kentucky horsemen won't be surprised if they soon have to race under stricter rules. Across the border, Ohio just toughened its equine drug standards, and Kentucky regulators face growing pressure to guard the image of the bluegrass state's most prominent attraction. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.